Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. So far we have seen that this chapter is divided in four segments. First few verses, Arjuna says, I am now your Shishya. I don't know what to do. You tell me without any option what is good for me. Second, we have seen what Bhagavan responded in his response and said, you shouldn't be worried about anything that is happening in this world simply because what you see happening is temporary. There is nothing in this world which is permanent because all your experiences are the senses coming in contact with the sense objects. That one which you are worried about yourself is immortal. There is no death for it. There is no birth for it. So is the case for his self, herself, myself. Therefore, there is no worry about the self. Everything else is temporary, so why worry about that anyway? That was the knowledge part. And then he said, how to practice that? Now that you know that, it does not make your life easier. Just because I went to Gita class does not make my life easier on Monday through Friday. He said, so Monday through Friday, what you should do is, act you must just like you were acting before, but establish yourself in yoga. So what is yoga? Yoga is the equanimity of mind. When you establish yourself, your mind into an equanimity, that things will continue to change outside, but I will remain same in dealing with them, whether they are conducive or unconducive. Say samatvam yoga uchyate. Equanimity of mind is yoga. When do I know that my mind is equanimous? See, when you become skillful in your actions. When your actions become crystallized and precise and efficient, you should know that you have established yourself in yoga. Samatvam yoga uchyate and yoga karmasu kaushalam. So one is the definition, that is actually a test. If your actions are haphazard, even though you think you are in yoga, you are not. Because in a yogi's actions will be all precise and dexterous. A lot of time in my life I have seen, Swami Chinmayananda says something seems absolutely ridiculous that it's not going to happen. It does happen. Somehow it all falls into place. But when I think from my logic, it should not work at all. But for him, if he says this should happen by this time and this will happen by this time and you should do this, he will have. Because he is a mind of a yogi who can see through how to get things done. Mine is a mind of a bhogi who cannot see how this can ever happen. So Bhagavan said, that's your test. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. When we practice something over and over and over again, we become so efficient. I used to practice music. I'm not getting it. My teacher said, keep practicing. You will get it. Before you know, when you will get it, you will never know when you got it. But then you will know. What is the Madhya Saptak, Mandra Saptak, and Tar Saptak? So you will know. You keep practicing. Practice makes you perfect. Once you achieve that art, you don't have to make any efforts. Driving. Karmasu Kaushalam. I don't have to make any effort. I don't even think about it while driving. Because it is karmasu kausalam. I am established into the yoga of driving. Therefore, Bhagavan says, that's equanimity of mind. We come to this conclusion very quickly that this is not possible. I mean, this is just for yogis, you know, like Swami Chinmayananda and Buddha and Mahavir, and not for us. So the question, okay, if that's the case, how do we know that someone is established in yoga? You ask a question. So Arjuna asks a question, this sthita prajnasya ka bhasa. Sthita prajna, whose prajna is sthita, whose intellect is steady. We saw the definition, samatvam yoga uchyate. So one's intellect, once becomes steady, he becomes sthita prajna, because that prajna is not changing no matter what the outside situation is. It may be very dark in this room, but I know it is day because my prajna is sthita in the knowledge that it is daytime right now. Even if I turn off light, even if there is a clouds outside and it becomes very dark, I still say it's daytime because I know it is daytime because my prajna is completely sthita in that knowledge. Once prajna sthita in the knowledge which Bhagwan gave in the first section, that you are not the mortal being, you are the immortal being. Yourself is immortal, everything else is just passing experiences. Once that knowledge takes place in the intellect, no matter what happens in my life, it does not change my understanding of that fact. If that happens to somebody who establishes himself in that knowledge, what is the description of such a person? How would I know such a person? So Arjuna in this verse 54 asked that question, sthita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava. Two words here, sthita prajna, we know, samadhistha, who is established in samadhi, samadhi buddhi, buddhi which is steady. We use this word samadhi in a very metaphysical way. Samadhi is a firm conviction that this is the reality. Swami Tejamanda in one Upanishad class told us that you are in a complete state of samadhi right now, of your body consciousness. Nobody has to remind me who I am. This is me. No matter what situation changes outside, it is dark, it is light, everybody is here, nobody is here, this is me that never changes. You can convince me if you are persuasive enough that this class does not exist. I am just hallucinating. Neil, you need some help. You are hallucinating. You are talking to yourself. Possible that I will believe that and will start seeking advice from Prakash Yetigi or somebody like him. But you can't convince me that I don't exist. No matter how confused I am, I know this is me. But this body is actually immortal. So therefore you shouldn't be worried about it. Your samadhi should be in this immortality. So Arjuna asks question, says, Bhagawan, how would that person who is established in the samadhi of his self, immortal self, whose intellect is so steady that no matter what happens, he never loses that touch with that samadhi. What is his bhasha? What is his description? Bhasha to speak. Bhasha is describing. That's why the language is called bhasha, because we describe what we think through our speech. So what is his description of such a person? We want to know. Swami Chinmayananda used to get this question all the time. Swamiji, are you realized? And Swamiji, there is a conundrum here. If I tell you that I'm realized, then what would you say? Swamiji has big ego. He tells everybody he's realized. Now if Swamiji says, I'm not realized, why am I wasting time with you? If after all this you are not realized, what am I going to get out of you? So there is no way to find out one is realized or not. Therefore, Tattva Bodh says only another realized person will know who this realized person is. One who is a good singer, if somebody sings, he knows he is a good singer. For us, everybody is a good singer. But one who really knows music, he knows when the other person is doing well or not. So Arjuna says, how would I know that such a person exists or this can be achievable? Give me some description. Give me some idea. And now all I can do is judge people by how they behave, right? I can't really go into their mind and say they are established in samadhi. But I can see from their behavior. Therefore the second line says, sthitadihi kim prabhasheta, kim asita, vrajeta kim. This is indicative of knowing how a person with that level of establishment in yoga will be behaving in this world. How does he walk? How does he sit? How does he talk? Let me know. Prabhasheta, talk. Kim asita, how does he sit down and how does he walk? Basically in indicative words to know what would be his outward behavior. Now, our problem is, once we know the outward behavior, somebody says somebody will be sitting like this, somebody will be talking like that, somebody will be doing like that. Now we are trying to see that in a person. And then basically come to the conclusion, he is not. Because he is not fitting into my description of how a sthita prajna should be. A muni he should be sitting. So our idea of muni is sitting in a Himalaya, somewhere who is completely secluded from people, not interacting with people, not getting emotionally upset or emotionally charged with any situation. So we'll say, well, Swami Chinmananda, I don't know, Swamiji still gets angry. And it says that Vitaraga Bhayakrodha is still angry. The answer was, if I go to the ocean and try to see the ocean in a wave, and if I only see the characteristics of the wave, only thing I will see is the wave only. Never see the ocean in the wave. The wave has its own characteristics. If I'm focusing on those characteristics, I will only see wave in it. But if I see that the wave is nothing but the ocean rising and falling, I will see the ocean in it. So Arjuna wants to know, how do I know that a person like that exists? Tell me some description. Give me some idea. How will he behave in any situation? This is more like that bracelet this Christians have for the teenagers. Says WWJD. What would Jesus do? This was, I think, a brilliant idea whoever came up with, that the teenagers, when they are in a dilemma, in some peer pressure in a school or whatever, what should I do when everybody is asking me to smoke, but my parents say, you are not supposed to smoke, what should I do? He said, look at that bracelet, said, WWJD, what would Jesus do in this situation? The same question, how do I know what to do in a situation I'm encountering? How would a realized person would act in this situation? So the answer comes in the following verses, till the end of the chapter. What a realized person will do in different situations. Once your mind is steady, your actions will be effortless, and then you will know in each situation how to react to that situation. Things and beings outside will continue to remain exactly as they are, as the Prakriti says, constantly changing. How would I react will change if my mind is equanimous. So that's basically is the gist of this question. So the answer is, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. First thing is, who has given up all the desires, sarvan kaman, manogatan is the operative word, born out of my mental agitations, mental desires. One who gives up all the desires born out of mind. What is our primordial desire? To be happy. That's all. I want to be comfortable and happy. But out of this primordial desire to be happy, all other desires have come into this one. If I didn't have that desire to be happy and be okay with any situation, it looks like the guy is going to be a stone, a dead person who has no reaction to anything, good or bad. It can only happen when I die. After I die, people can kick me, I'm fine. You know, put me and throw me in a well, I'll be fine because I'm not there. But while I'm living, I'll be very careful. So they say, is that person be any different than all of us? I say, no. However, he will be different from you in this following manner. Prajahati yada kaman sarvartha manogatan. Right now I have decided that all these desires, when I fulfill, I'll be happy. A realized person do not have those desires. That does not mean that he does not become thirsty and he won't have desire to drink water. Actually, Swami Tejamanand, they categorize all the desires and say, this desire which you can fulfill easily, don't even bother about them. Go and get it done. I'm thirsty. Go and drink water. Why are you suffering? Water is available. You are here. That's not the manogata and desires we're talking. Those desires will make me agitated and unhappy if I don't fulfill them. Are the ones I should not be entertaining them. Atmani eva atmana tustaha. Those desires are there because I'm not content with my life. I'm not content with myself. Therefore, those desires are there. If I'm content with my situation, there won't be any desire. If I am the CEO or the highest position in the company, will I desire to get promotion? No, there is no promotion to it. I don't get any promotion in my company because only promotion I can get is retired. I don't want that. I have no desire. So once you are completely content with your situation, there is no really manogatan desires. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Atmani eva atmana tustaha sthita pragnaha tad uchyate. Such a person is considered sthita pragna. First verse in his response, and it includes everything that you need to know about sthita pragna. Basic qualities, he's established in himself, his happiness lies within himself. So he's content in his own immortality. He's content in his own connection with the Supreme Self. Right now I consider myself and yourself and himself, herself are different selves. Therefore we are competing with each other. When the competition ends, there is no conflict. So, atmani eva atmana tustaha does not mean that I am so happy with whatever situation I am in. I am established myself into that immortal self. And that connection is the source of my happiness. Rest is just a vyavahar. Vyavahar has to continue. Bhagavan never said stop vyavahar. You know. Vyavahar has to continue. Responsibility is given to me as the roles I have taken, I have to fulfill them. Even after I become sthita pragna, I still have to fulfill my fatherly duties, my husbandly duties, my employerly duties. Those have to continue and to be fulfilled. But the outcome of my actions there will not be able to disturb me. Standard example we give when we play with your children, who wins or loses, is it a problem for us? No. Because outcome is not my goal. The play in making that child happy that I'm playing with her or him is the goal. As long as I fulfill that, I'm spending time with my granddaughter and making her happy, I am happy. In that game, whether I win or she wins is not really a goal here. My life should be like that. Whether I win or he wins is not the goal. I'm participating is what gives me joy. Atmani vatmana tustaha. He is established in himself, and that contentment gives him happiness. Dukhesu anudvigna manaha, sukhesu vigataspruhaha. Dukhesu anudvigna manaha. He is unshaken by adverse condition. We know the conditions will be either conducive or non-conducive. We are always prepared for the conducive situation. When I win lottery, I'll do this, you know. But when I lose millions of dollars, what do? I have no idea. I'm not prepared for that. I'm ready for making money. I'm not ready for losing money. When I was growing up, obviously, I was very much interested in astrology. Even in my early teenage years, I had to go to a lot of astrologers and try to learn myself. And all of them told me one thing, which I never understood. They said, you will make a lot of money in your later part of life. You will also lose lots of money. I said, how can that be? You know, if I'm so smart to make money, then how would I be losing money? Plus, I don't have any vices. That costs a lot of money type. I realize now I can do both. I can make money and lose money, even though I don't change myself. Because that's the way of this world. Market goes down, market comes up, suddenly some value goes up, tenant comes, tenant leaves. It's not me. It's the world outside continues to change. I have to remain sthita pragna, continuing the Sunday class right here, whether the tenant is there or not. So Bhagavan says, dukhesu anudvigna manaha. He's indifferent to the adverse situation. Sukhesu vigata spruhaha. He does not get attached to the sukha. Sukha, experiencing sukha, has not been denied here. Spruha is denied here. Vigata spruhaha. Spruha is, if I get something, I want it more and more and more of that. Is spruha. I win one project, well, I should win all of them. Well, that's a problem. If you submit 10 projects in my profession, this is guaranteed that I will not win all 10 of them. No matter how smart I am, how best qualified I am. So I have to have some probabilities in my mind and say, if I submit 10, if I have one or two, I'll be happy. Now, which one or two, I do not know really. But at least I know that probability tells me I submit 10, one or 12 win. Whichever one I'll win, I'm fine. As long as I'll win one or two. Sukhesu vigata spruha. So when I win, I shouldn't say that. Now onwards I'll win all of them. Vita raga bhaya krodaha. Sthita dehi muni ucchate. Another definition of a sthita pragna. He is devoid of raga, attachment, bhaya, fear, and krodaha, anger. One who does not have this three, and Swamiji in his commentary elaborates that may some commentator have said there are other qualities which are left out here. But these are the basic quality which are born out of my ego. First thing is when, because I'm identified with this limited self, I get attached to things and beings outside, that raga. That raga, when I'm attached to my BMW, I will have fear, that bhaya. I want to make sure that, park it in a proper place, make sure the car is locked, and nobody can take it. That's the fear, that somebody may take away this car from me. And then if that happens, krodha, very angry, how can that happen? We had only one time my car stolen in my life, that was we were in Zambia. Now we were supposed to go and see a movie. We came down and I don't see my car. That was Saturday. And Meena said, what's going on? I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to call my cousin. We're going to go to the movies. Car stolen is a secondary. Going to movie was primary right now. When we come back from the movie, we'll worry about car stolen. But that can be very fearful. My car is stolen. So I did call my cousin and said, get it. Come down. I don't have my car. So what happened? I think it was stolen. Oh, okay. I'll come and pick you up. Because he was also coming to the. Then after the movie, we'll go and report to the police station. Don't give up the movie part, okay, just because the car is stolen. So, with raga bhaya krodaha, if I have no attachment, then there is no fear. And if there is no fear, there is no krodha. I could be very angry. Who stole? I'm fearful what will happen without my car. But the movie was so important. That attachment to the higher made me overcome the loss of the car. Once you're attached to the higher, the attachment to the lower becomes so negligible that you can overcome very easily. So, vitaraga bhaya krodaha, sthita dehi muni ucchate. Such a person is considered sthita dehi, whose intellect is steady, and is considered a muni. You know, the one who cannot lose the goal of life, no matter what the situation is. My goal of life is to be happy. And you can't take that away from me no matter what happens. I want to remain happy. Yaha sarvatra anabhisneha tattat prapya shubhasubham. Same idea. Sarvatra anabhisneha. Sneha, attachment. Anabhihi is without attachment everywhere. It's not that I get attached to good thing, but not attached to the bad thing. It's unattached everywhere. There is attachment, but attachment should be like a post-it notes. As long as I need it to be, it gets stuck to it. If I want to take it away, it takes away easily without leaving any impression. Our attachment should be like the post-it note that attachment in mind, when you take away, there is no impression left on your mind. Sarvatra anabhisneha tattat prapya shubha ashubha. Because we know shubha and ashubha is going to happen in life. And if I get attached to it to a point where it leaves impression on my mind, it's a problem. As long as I'm only attached time beingly, as long as it is available to me, I am attached to my BMW as long as it is there. Tomorrow takes away, I'll live with Hyundai and I'll be fine. When I moved from Dallas, I had a BMW. My company has given a BMW. And then obviously I left that job, came to Dewberry in Northern Virginia. They don't give cars or anything. So what I bought was a Nissan Stanza. And when I went to buy the car, the guy said, so let me ask you, what car you are driving right now? You know how the salespeople trying to judge? They say, I'm driving BMW right now. He said, oh, then you can't buy Nissan Stanza. I said, what do you mean I can't buy? That was my company's car. My company can afford it. I can't. I need to have Nissan. He said, well, at least buy Maxima. I said, no, I'm not buying Maxima. I want Stanza. That's all I can afford. As long as I was driving BMW, I was fine. But I was also fine with Nissan Stanza. So Bhagavan said, your attachment should be such that while it is there. It's not there, it is gone. Yah sarvatra anabhis snehaha tattat prapya shubha ashubham na abhinandati na dvesti. This is where we have difficulty. No abhinandati, no congratulations, you know, to anybody. It is to congratulate to yourself. Na abhinandati. You know, Medha, when she does something, she doesn't even wait for you. She said, good job, Medha. You did it. Because one time we said that, she picks up from. So she congratulates herself as she does so. Medha is so smart. Whatever we say, she sees herself. We do that all the time, actually. At our level, we are all Medhas, okay? We congratulate ourselves. When something I achieve, I have to remind myself of why I achieved this thing. Not just my own efforts, but there are lots of people had to do a lot of things for me to accomplish this little task. I can buy a milk from grocery store without lots of people do lots of things for bringing that milk to the grocery store. Then only I can buy it. So, na abhinandati, na dvesti. And then things don't go right. I don't hate myself. Say, I should have done this. This is my mistake. I didn't do it. Don't worry. It happened. You lost millions. So don't worry. Do not hate yourself or do not congratulate yourself when subha or asubha happened. This is not about not congratulating other people. It is for you congratulating you or hating you because things are not going right for you. Tasya pragna pratishtita. Such a person's intellect, it's considered steady. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhave Om Shantihi Shantihi, Shantihi, Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.